Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
Yeah. Woo. Music to my ears. Sylvia Walker, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Abs. I'm wonderful. Thank you. And you?
I'm ecstatic. Listen, I've already bought a house in Platteklof, next to Yar in the hill there, where the cobras are. I don't mind. And I'm going to be spending that 40 million from that 140 million I'm going to be winning from the Powerball. So that's already sorted. I'm buying myself a Ferrari. It's going to be a green one. I don't know why. I'm going to get myself a green Ferrari.
A green one, I love that.
Yeah, red is so
green for money. Red is so common.
Red is so common. I'm not common. Yeah. I'm different. Mm-hmm. Okay, with the rest of the 90 million, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it, but I've got it planned out. Sylvia,
Fabulous. Before
I even announce you, this morning we are listening to theme songs from past shows. So I want to see how well you know your shows. If you know it, just say you know it. Don't answer, because I want the listeners also to play along.
Okay.
Come on, Joe, give us something. I know already. Even with the start. Woo, I can see they're running.
Yes, I know.
No, carry on for the listeners. Oh, come on. You're at home, you're listening right now. Tell me you don't know what show is this. Woo! There's only one guy that can ride that slow and smooth. Okay, I'm giving it away now. Thank you so much. To you listening at home, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Hey, you're not crazy. It is still Cape Talk. We're just having fun. And it's Friday. This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. We chat to her every Friday at this time. If you ever you want to get in contact with Sylvia, feel free to do so. Her email address is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. And Sylvia is, by the way, an author of the book called Smart Woman. It's a guide to financial freedom and understanding for all women, regardless of earnings. And so Sylvia today is going to be focusing on women, more specifically sharing some of the contents of the book as she continues to give you advice that is available on the book, by the way, which the book is also available in most bookstores. Sylvia, men are from, what's that saying again? Men are from Mars and women are from
Venus.
Yes.
Yeah, Venus. So they say.
Yeah, so they say. But okay, let's first ask the theme song. You got it. You know it.
Yes.
Okay,
I thought I did, but then I thought I did, but then it changed. So it sounded then like something I don't know. So
we're gonna deal with it at the end. But okay, let's talk money, Sylvia. I mean, men and women, do we approach money differently?
Abs, I think there are some differences between men and women when it comes to money. The one thing that, of course, from a woman's perspective that we need to guard against is what one can call the Cinderella syndrome. You know, so the kind of thought that somebody else will take care of me. And that's often due to just society and the way we are programmed. So that's something women need to be careful of is you know, I'm in the sort of, someone else will take care of me. Someone will look after me. And that can often, that kind of approach or attitude can lead us not to have information, not to have knowledge, and then to perhaps not take as many risks as what a man would take. You know, women can be more conservative, whereas men often take more risks when it comes to investing. You know, because for them, money will come and there will always be more money, whereas a woman may tend to hoard and hold on to the money that they've got. And it's quite interesting, you know, I don't know if it's based on fact, but there's always this joke that says, in old age, women fear poverty and men fear loneliness. Just that might be a bit of a joke, but there might be some truth in it, in that as women, we tend to hold on to what we've got, whereas for men, it's more about using the money, investing money, growing money. But, you know, loneliness is the thing that they perhaps fear more. So I think there are differences broadly speaking, between how men and women view money. Yeah, definitely.
It is Women's Month, and so the focus will be on women. And, you know, speaking about women specifically, what are some of the issues that are affecting women from a financial perspective?
So, the thing is, you know, there's no difference. I always say money knows no gender. So when it comes to taking care of yourself, your financial health, whether you're a man or a woman, the issues are the same, the principles are the same. But there are some things specifically that affect women. Because money also, you know, money is life and life is money. The two are very intertwined. But if you look at it from a woman's perspective specifically, the one thing, of course, that knocks us is the fact that we outlive the men. So, you know, you often find women that say, oh, but, you know, I have a partner that takes care of me or a husband or whatever. But the point is you probably will be alone because we do outlive men on an average of about 4 to 5 years. So that's something that a woman needs to be very aware of when she's looking at her financial situation and her financial planning. Divorce is also an issue that often knocks us as women specifically because with divorce, women are the ones invariably who end up with the minor children. And divorce, of course, starts with getting married. You know, that's another joke. You know, what's the greatest cause of divorce? It's marriage. But the way you get married actually determines what happens at divorce and how the assets are split. So a woman can very find herself very vulnerable in that position. For instance, if she hasn't got married correctly, with the right protection in place, the right legal agreement in place, and then also in terms of just what assets are available and how, you know, how she's going to be living, what the situation will be after the divorce. There's child support issues, big one, especially for those single mothers. And we know there's a huge number of single mothers in South Africa. And that's the whole issue on its own is you know, child support and women raising children without getting that support. And then, of course, the big one always for me is women are caught up in abusive situations and unpleasant situations because they are beholden to someone else for their living, for their lifestyle. So quite simply that you don't have that freedom. You know, you're forced to stay in a situation, in a relationship, simply because you're with someone who is, you know, providing the roof over your head and putting food in your tummy. So, yeah, from a woman's point of view, money very much disempowers them. And we know in August and Women's Month, we always talk about empowering women. And, you know, but empowerment comes largely with money, I believe. It's not something that is something that's very closely linked to finances. You know, that's the essence of empowerment.
Talking about empowerment, Sylvia, I mean, we talk about financial freedom. Let me talk two questions in one here. I mean, do women earn less than men? And how does this then impact their financial situation or financial health in South Africa? And also on that same breath, I mean, you talk about financial freedom then. What would it mean in the context of a woman?
Well, financial freedom really means that you've got choices, you've got options, so you're not beholden to someone, you're not caught up in a situation, and you are really independent. So I always encourage women to be financially free is to have a financial foundation, to be able to make your own choices in your life. So you don't, your decisions are not linked to money in terms of somebody else in your life or in your situation. So you have dependency, basically, financial. You're financially independent. You're not dependent on somebody else. So that, for me, is the essence of financial freedom. Yes, women do earn less than men on average in South Africa, and that is obviously an issue because, you know, if you're not earning as much, you can't be investing as much. You've got a lifestyle that you need to fund. You may have children that you're supporting. You may have parents that you're supporting. So research does tell us that women do earn less than men in South Africa. There is a wage gap. And not just in South Africa, but worldwide. In Canada, for instance, they say women earn on average about 80% of men's income. And in South Africa, it's been said that we earn about a third less than male counterparts. But these are average figures, of course, Abs. And I always say, you know, live the life you can afford. So if your income is much smaller, you need to work with that smaller income and you need to be able to spend and live according to those means and not some other means. You know, I've been told, I remember once I was told by a woman, I can't afford to leave my husband because I would have to move from this lovely big house into a small flat somewhere. And how could I do that? Those are all choices we make in life. But if you can do that financially and free yourself from an unpleasant situation, doesn't matter what your income is. You know, work with that and work according to that.
Yeah, and Sylvia, I mean, as we are chasing down now the last minutes of the interview, though, in terms of, you know, women earning less, you know, it's something that we've spoken about. Do women do different jobs to men? I mean, is it a question of, if we look at South Africa now, you would have researched this, you would have written about this in your book. You know, do they do different jobs to men? I mean, are we talking about lower paying career choices here? Or is this a reason for the lower income, perhaps, amongst other women?
It is. If one looks at averages, as I said, we always talk about when we're talking about women earning, you know, in, the earnings in relation to men, it's around averages. But if you look at the kind of jobs that women do, again, women do spend some kind of careers are very woman orientated. Caregivers, for instance, domestic workers, those are very orientated towards women. And also, research tells us that about women, the average woman spends about 15% of her career actually out of the paid workforce. So she's either raising children or she's taking care of her parents. So when we talk about average income, you know, it's across the board. It's everybody. It's from the lowest earner to the highest earner. But there are definitely biases towards women doing certain occupations. And that, yeah, that is a definite fact.
All right. And Sylvia, perhaps your parting words to the Cape Talk listeners this Friday?
Absolutely. I think just, you know, just really make yourself a priority. You know, you are important. So make yourself a priority and empower yourself. You know, I always say to women, you know, power is not given. Power is taken. So don't sit and wait for someone else to hand you something to say, yes, sister, you know, we're going to help you empower yourself. Take that power, get knowledge, and create your own financial base. Because if you've got your own financial base, you've got financial freedom. As simple as it is.
Sylvia Walker, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. By the way, Joe, one more time. Let's hear it. Let's see.
I'm dying now. Yes, I'm intrigued. I want to hear it.
Let's hear it. Regenthor, you also take a guess. What show is this? Oh, come on. Sylvia, come on. Take a guess. Come on, take a guess. Oh, come on. Think running. Think on the beach.
Oh, Baywatch.
Yeah, boy. That's the one.
Baywatch. And I never watched a single episode, but when you said running and on the beach, I see Pamela Anderson.
Wait one second. You've never what?
I never watched Baywatch, no.
Oh, the horror. You poor human being. What did they do to you?
What a shocker.
How could you?
How can I not watch Baywatch?
Sylvia Walker, bye-bye. Cheers.
Have a good weekend.
Good weekend. Thank you.